This is Twit.
Invitations went out to an Apple event in your neck of the woods, Seth. It's going to be in New York this time.
It's very exciting. I don't think they've had a real New York hardware event since like Macworld Expo's time type of.
When they did the updated iPads for Education, they had that at a school in New York. But this one's going to be in Brooklyn.
Oh, that's right.
It's going to be the Brooklyn School of Music, and they sent out invitations to everybody but me.
And
I didn't get one.
We're now on the poopy list again.
Are you on the poopy list? 9 to 5 Mac? Are you
so
kidding?
You know how we did we released the Apple Watch 4 and the iPhones.
You told people about you.
Yeah,
the
we had this. We had all of it.
Yeah.
Our invitations didn't come for that event, and then our invitations
and never
didn't
again
of anything.
Yeah.
So we're kind of on the bad boy list.
I'm on that list.
I could come.
I don't really care. Although this time they did something really interesting. They made different Apple logos, like dozens of them, for these invitations. I mean, I don't know how many, but there are so many of them. And the event invitations all say the same thing, which is, you know, I don't know, come help us spend customers' money. Well, I like that one. That's iron filings, it looks like. That's cool. Look at all of them. This is from The Verge. They collected as many as they could. It is clearly going to be, it's October 30th, which is funny because OnePlus was going to have their event on October 30th announcing the new OnePlus 6T, and whoops, so they moved it a day earlier. You don't really want to be at the same time. It's going to be early in the morning. I'm going to come in here and do it for us on the West Coast, 7 a.m. Pacific, that's 10 a.m. Eastern, October 30th. It's almost certain it'll be at least new iPads and iPad Pros, probably bezel-less with no home button. You guys probably have all. You probably have seen them. You've held them. You know all about them, right?
We haven't touched them, but we've heard quite a bit about them. And you know they're going to have the Face ID as well. And what's kind of cool, and I think you'll appreciate this, Leo, is I think they're going to have USB-C.
That's a real shock. I've seen that rumor. They're going to abandon the Lightning port?
That's I don't know if they're going to abandon it on this particular device. I think they're going to have both.
Both?
Which is super interesting for Apple, right? Yeah. So
I think they have to. I think you're right, Seth, because logically everybody's got Lightning connectors and Lightning accessories, you know, Lightning to SD cards and Lightning headphones and all sorts of things. If they suddenly switched over to USB – and keep in mind that a lot of those USB connectors that you need to plug into all the accessories that you've got is actually a big deal. I do think that that might be possible.
It would be like, huge. Most phones now are Type-C, except for Apple.
And there is a European directive to drive them to force them to use USB-C.
What's so interesting is not just the money and time that Apple spent converting their audience from their consumers from the 30 pin to the new connectors, but by all accounts, they were pushing for wireless to be the replacement. We're not going to USB-C. Instead, we're going to wireless.
Connector. No connector.
And I mean, this
that would be courage.
That would be courage. But to abandon that, and it appears as though the charging pads are nowhere to be seen, and to abandon that for USB-C is some sort of corporate machination happened behind the scene where they abandoned one direction and are now pushing in this interesting USB-C direction.
Wow. So I'd heard the rumor they would do USB-C, but I did not know that people were thinking both Lightning and USB-C on one device. That's interesting.
And we're hearing for USB-C that they're going to have a mirrored display out via USB-C. So you can put up a 4K, 4K display, and then theoretically you have a Bluetooth keyboard or, you know, whatever kind of keyboard and mouse. And, you know, if there's a mouse, then all of a sudden you have a cursor on the iPad and all these like computery things start happening, and then all of a sudden Apple's not making Macs anymore. They're making iPads.
Well, and I think that we've been thinking that was the tenor of the
So this is the company. Next step in that.
Yeah. That is very interesting. Yeah, I mean, what after all, we all saw the ad where the girl's running around with her iPad, and finally her dad says, okay, time to put away the PC, and she says, what's a PC?
Yeah, what's a computer?
Maybe what's a computer? Maybe want to slug her. Because I like Macs. I don't want to lose Macintosh. The big stopping point, the one thing that Apple has to solve is you need a Mac to develop apps for the iOS.
Yeah, and it's also kind of interesting that, you know, now you can get Microsoft Office for iPad. You can get now Adobe Photoshop coming for iPad.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
But you can't get Final Cut Pro, Apple's own, and you can't get Xcode, and you can't get, you know, any of their Pro apps for iPad, which is like, you know, like, what is going on there? Like,
well, do you think they'll maybe have some announcements on the 30th?
It would be nice. I think a lot of people are looking forward.
What about the Mac? Does that mean they're, because one thing that Mac aficionados like me are holding out for is an updated MacBook or MacBook Air or a Mac Mini. Any chance we'll see those announcements?
I think there's going to be a big Mac portion of this event. I don't know if there's going to be a Mini. Like, what, it's been like 5 years or something.
That's
crazy.
That's ridiculous.
You know, it kind of feels like the headless Mac is, you know, long gone, but it would be nice to get a Mac Mini, and Apple has promised a Mac Pro next year.
Right.
But
those new Intel chips, those new workstation, 265-watt workstation chips, the new Xeons would be perfect for a Mac Pro.
Yeah, especially if you want to heat up your
265 watts. Jeez Louise.
I'm hanging on to my mid 2012 MacBook Pro 15 inch because I think that I'm just fingers crossed that there's something coming on October 30, because I'll be all up in the grill of that. 6 years is as long as I can make that laptop last.
God, if they put the touch bar on it though. Oh.
But the Mac Mini is very important for the education market. Apple's losing a lot of share to the Chromebooks in particular.
Is that because of price or because it's compact, it's headless, as Seth said? Why Mac Mini?
The advantage of the Chromebook in the education, I spoke to a number of IT CIOs of schools a couple of years ago about it, and they said, first of all, Chromebooks are cheap. They can buy them for £200 to £300
Apple has nothing in that price range.
But in terms of maintaining them, they blow the pants off iPads, because a Chromebook, you just site it up, and then the person logs in, and then everything comes from Google. So if you've got a kid, they file in, they pick a Chromebook up off the thing, and then they sit down at the desk and away they go. If that Chromebook flames out, they just put it on the pile to be repaired and pick up another one and log in and away they go.
Yeah.
So Apple is very much losing ground with its software here compared to Google. Google's winning the hearts and minds of schools very, very much so, because, you know, you can get a classroom of laptops for under $10,000 basically.
Right.